Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, a program dedicated to helping believers and churches cast the net of the gospel. I am your host, Joel Sutherland. Well, believe it or not, Vacation Bible School is just around the corner. Starting maybe at the end of May and June and July, churches all across our state will be doing Vacation Bible School, which is the number one evangelistic tool that our top evangelistic churches use. Many people are brought to Christ of all ages during Vacation Bible School. So we want to help you this year with Vacation Bible School. And to do that, we have Steve Parr, our Vice President of Evangelism and Sunday School, who's interviewing Keith Stewart, who is our consultant who specializes in Vacation Bible School training. Listen in as these two talk about how you can use Vacation Bible School to reach more people for Christ in your church.
All month long, we've been talking about how to make your Vacation Bible School more evangelistic. Now, Keith, glad to have you back. It's been a great month together, brother. Thanks for being with us again.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, listen, I'd ask you to put together a list for me, kind of like a Vacation Bible School don't forget list. And you were kind enough to put together some basic things that every church, whether you've been doing this a long time or whether you're brand new to it, large, small, or in between. And you gave me five things here, so let's talk about these. The first thing you say is that you need to start early. Talk about that for a few moments.
Steve, you really can't start too early. It even goes back to the VBS the prior year. As soon as that's over with, you want to put the date on the calendar. Get it on the church calendar, and you want to let your people know what that date is so they can get it on their personal calendars. I can't tell you how many times I've had folks come up to me, well, if I had only knew that that's when you're having VBS, we're taking vacation or this is happening or whatever, we could have changed it. So we want to take away that excuse from anybody. One of the things that you can do is date reminder cards. Send those out, have those available for people to put on the refrigerator, stick in their calendars. But it's critical that you get the date on the church calendar, and that's really the very beginning point. Another way that you can prepare for the next year as soon as your last VBS is over with is to do some evaluation with your VBS leaders. There's nobody that can tell you better about what went right and what went wrong than the folks that have just spent a week with you. And you have to be willing to hear the truth. Sometimes it's not always easy to hear, well, you know, this didn't work, but you want your folks to speak freely and openly and honestly, because if something didn't work, you want to know that so that you can fix it for the next year. There are many times when I've spoken with leaders and they would say, hey, we need to address this area. And then we would talk about it, and sure enough, those things needed to be dealt with, and we were able to make decisions for the next year. But you start early, and then you want to make sure that you get all the training that's going to be offered, whether usually starting in January, whether it be by the state or by Lifeway or by your association, and you want to take that and put that on a calendar so that everybody will be notified of that and be available.
I love that. Can't start too early. And second thing, you said start early, number one. Number two, you said build a team. Well, we're talking about a don't forget list. Build a team. What do you mean by build a team?
Well, I love this year's theme with Lifeway. It's Amazing Wonders Aviation, and they say don't fly solo. And as a VBS director, you do not need to fly solo. You need to build a team around you of people that are going to help you. Maybe you're weak in the area of creativity, so you want to get somebody that's strong in that area and let them do something like the crafts and decorations. Maybe you're strong in the administrative side. You want to get a dedicated outreach leader, somebody that is their only responsibility is following up. Somebody that can handle the food side of things, somebody that can handle the snacks and all the creative stuff. So you want to surround your people that maybe areas that you are weak in, they are strong in. And what you do is you spread the load out to where you're not just going crazy, but that you're going to have a great VBS and you're going to have a great time doing it.
All right, so number one on our do not forget list for Vacation Bible School is to start early. Number two is to build a team. And then in a few moments, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about numbers 3, 4, and 5. We'll be right back.
We found it while we were dating.
I found it after the death of my daughter.
I found it working my way to the top.
Find hope today at findithere.com. Call 888-537-8720. A message from Southern Baptists.
Welcome back to Network. Listen in as Steve Parr continues to interview Keith Stewart about Vacation Bible School.
Keith, we're talking about a Do Not Forget list I'd ask you to put together for Vacation Bible School, and our theme all month has been making Vacation Bible School more evangelistic. What are those keys? Well, first segment, you talked about the importance of starting early. I like what you said. It's never too early to begin planning. And then you talked, your second thing was build a team. I mean, it takes a lot of people. The more, the merrier. You can get involved more effectively. But your third key here is, our third item on the Do Not Forget list is meet with your team at least twice before Vacation Bible School. Why is it important to meet, and how far in advance should you do that?
Well, when you get your leaders enlisted, it's important that you meet with them and that you communicate what their jobs are, expectations. You need to hear from them about what do they need, resources needed, different things that are going to be taking place that week. So it's important that you meet at least twice with them. You can meet with them more than that. I encourage you to meet with them as much as you can. But starting, I would say, at least 2 months out, you want to begin bringing the team together. If you don't have all of your folks enlisted, at least bring those key leaders together. And another thing that you can do is put everything as much as possible in writing, what the schedule is going to be during the day, who's going to be over what, are there emergency procedures, emergency phone numbers, what all of the things that you kind of have that will be available for your leaders. You want to put that in written form and be able to hand that out to them. And then certainly as you get closer, maybe a month out or 2 weeks out or even a week before, bring everybody together, make sure everybody's on the same page, moving in the same direction, and that just keeps a lot of small problems from coming up.
That's a great idea, and it really segues very well with your second idea there. Now, we're talking about, again, a Do Not Forget list. Don't forget, start early. Don't forget to build a team. Number three, don't forget to meet with your team at least twice, and that also helps you to build that team in terms of teamwork and camaraderie and all that goes with it. Now, number four, you said, do not forget to get good information on registration cards. I assume that means when you conduct your Vacation Bible School to get all the information. Tell us again a little bit more about that, why it's important.
What we want to do is make sure that every child, whether they're a member of the church or they're not a member of the church, that when we come together that we have good registration information, name, address, phone number, parents' information, any kind of emergency contact information. But primarily this is for follow-up. We want to know, do they have a church home? Because if they list they don't have a church home, then they're going to be some of our first folks that we go after as prospects, because they're just ripe for the picking, if you will. Those are the kind of folks that we want to get into their homes and begin reaching out to them with a gospel message.
That's great. And when we say ripe for the picking, it means that we want to share the gospel with them and invite them to come and worship with us. And I love that idea. So we're going to... Four things so far: start early, build a team, meet with the team at least twice before you begin your VBS, and then get good information on registration cards. And then you mentioned finally, don't forget to follow up with prospects. And you kind of started in that direction on point number four, but talk just a little bit more about follow up, why it's important, how we do it. That's something we don't need to forget.
Right. As we talked a little bit about in a previous broadcast, you want to remember that one of the primary things that you're doing through VBS is that you're reaching into your community. And when you get that information and you have somebody who lists that they're not in a church, they don't have a church home, then we want to follow up with that person. We want to make sure that somebody is reaching out to them, getting into their home. We want to do it not just to say that we've checked off a box, but these are people who may or may not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we want to make sure that we've done everything that we can to share the gospel, to get them into the church family, and to see them grow and mature as believers.
I love things we do in church that are sometimes high investment but high return, and Vacation Bible School is a perfect example of that. Keith, you'd mentioned in an earlier week that 25% of people come to know Jesus through Vacation Bible School. Well, when you think about the fact that a week represents 2% of the year, rounding it off, if we're reaching 25% with 2% of the year, maybe we should all be having Vacation Bible School. We encourage you to do that. Keith, real quickly, give us a website somebody could go to for more help.
Go to gabaptist.org/SSOG. That's our website here, the Georgia Baptist Convention, our Sunday School Open Group Ministry site. And also you can go to lifeway.com and go to their VBS section. Both of those have lots of good Vacation Bible School information.
I hope every listener has a great Vacation Bible School this year. And Keith, thank you so much for being with us this month.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Parr. And remember this, whatever you do, have fun.
You have been listening to Network, the program dedicated to helping churches and believers cast the net of the gospel. You've been listening to Steve Parr interview Keith Stewart about Vacation Bible School. Be sure and check out these resources. There is evangelismga.com, where you'll find help with evangelism in all areas of your church. To find help with Vacation Bible School, go to gabaptist.org/SSOG, and there you'll find help from our own Sunday School department about Vacation Bible School. Also, you can go to lifeway.com, and they have a great resource there for Vacation Bible School as well. And you can call us here at 1-800-RING-GBC and ask for our Sunday School department, and they'll be glad to help. Well, thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Until next time.
Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.